Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The day after the Iranian regime attacked Israel for the second time in 6 months with the barrage of ballistic missiles, U.S. Representative to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, called on the Security Council to hold Iran accountable.
This is a moment for this council to speak out with one voice and condemn Iran for its unprovoked attack against another member state, and equally important to impose serious consequences on the IRGC for its actions.
Iran's decision to attack Israel was not in any way defensive, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield.
Instead, the IRGC was acting in solidarity with Hezbollah after the killing of Nasrallah, who led a terrorist group that has the blood of thousands of Americans, Lebanese, and Israelis on its hands. I can think of no starker example of state support of terrorism than launching ballistic missiles to avenge the death of a terrorist leader.
If the council sits on its hands, what message will that send? Asked Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield.
I fear that silence and inaction will only invite the IRGC to repeat attacks like what we saw yesterday and on April 13th of this year, again and again and again.
Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield noted that Iran is also complicit in the horrific October 7, 2023 attack on Israel through its funding and support for Hamas. Following the Hamas attack, despite U.S. warning Iran not to exploit the situation and risk propelling the region into a broader war, Iran flagrantly and repeatedly ignored the warning. Iran's support for its regional proxies, including the Houthis, militant groups in Syria and Iraq, and Hezbollah, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield, directly contributed to the crises in Gaza and Lebanon. This moment of great risk is a test of this council, declared Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield. It is imperative that we unequivocally condemn Iran's attack and demand that it cease its support for terrorism in the region. People in Israel, in Gaza and the West Bank, in Lebanon and across the region deserve a durable peace, and it is far past time for this council to hold Iran accountable for fanning the flames of war.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.